WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Tensions ramping up further in the Middle East after Iran launched nearly 200 missiles in retaliation for the killing of Hezbollah's leader in Lebanon. Most of those missiles intercepted by Israel's defense systems and U.S. destroyers in the region. Israel now planning to respond. ABC's Ann Flaherty has more.
We have a lot of troops stationed on ships, Iraq and Syria, and in drone bases, all of them, they are very nervous that these service members might be caught in the crosshairs. They, of course, want to also defend Israel and Israel's right to defend itself. They say that that is a very clear message.
The vice presidential debate now just hours away. Republican J.D. Vance and Democrat Tim Walz will square off, likely the only time before Election Day, now just 35 days out. More than 150 people confirmed dead across states devastated by Hurricane Helene. President Biden visits hard-hit western North Carolina tomorrow. And a new storm named Hurricane Kirk. It could become a major one in the coming days. This is it.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Voters in Wausau can use their absentee ballot drop box again. A replacement is in place after Mayor Doug Denny removed the original one last week. The Marathon County DA says the Portage County Sheriff's Department is looking into whether Denny broke the law. How the winners are declared on election night is a mystery to many, but the leading organization that does the job says it'll be transparent about their calls. Anna Johnson is the Associated Press's Washington Bureau Chief.
As soon as we're making those key race calls, expect to see us showing our work, how we did it, what happened, what were the facts behind that. And I think that that is really, really important.
Johnson tells WISN-TV's Upfront the AP only declares winners when the outcomes are beyond a doubt. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. A Duluth teen found guilty of second-degree intentional murder in the 2022 shooting death of a 17-year-old has been sentenced to prison. On Monday, 19-year-old Corey Young was sentenced to 27 and a half years in prison on the charges. According to court documents, Young and the victim got into a verbal altercation at an apartment building in the Endian neighborhood before Young shot him. The victim was taken to a Duluth hospital where he was later pronounced dead. Young was only 17 at the time but was tried in adult court. An East Troy man was killed in a motorcycle accident in Sawyer County over the weekend. According to the Sawyer County Sheriff's Office, 56-year-old Brad Burdett was traveling on Phipps Road in the town of Lenroot when he went off the road and into a ditch before traveling hundreds of feet more and coming to a rest. He was ejected from the motorcycle and was pronounced deceased at the scene when authorities arrived. Nobody else was reported injured, and the crash remains under investigation by the Sheriff's Office. And that's what you need to know. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
It's time for the MLB postseason. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. The Brewers will play the Mets today to open up the best-of-three wildcard round. Milwaukee enters as the NL Central champion and third seed in the NL. Manager Pat Murphy said the Brewers are young but ready for the postseason.
It's about getting them ready. We're going to face one of the best teams in baseball, whoever it is, with a lot of firepower, with a guy on the mound that's good. You know, you can say, well, he only had 4 days or he only had 3 days. This time of year, you can throw all that stuff out the window. It's about being ready to play, and we're going to play against somebody good. So, you know, buckle your chin strap and let's roll.
First pitch is after 4:30 p.m. The Green Bay Packers will try to bounce back this week as they play the L.A. Rams on Sunday. Kickoff this week against the Rams is after 3 p.m. on Sunday. And Wisconsin football will play in back-to-back 11 a.m. games the next 2 weeks. They host Purdue this Saturday and play at Rutgers next week. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Civic Media Sports.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Some clouds this evening, partly cloudy overnight and cool with a low in the mid-40s. Sunshine breezy and warmer tomorrow, a high in the upper 70s. A sun and cloud mix and a high in the mid-60s Thursday. It looks mostly sunny for Friday, highs in the upper 60s. It's 60 right now.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Congresswoman Summer Lee.
The American Stability Act doesn't just address the need for raising of the wage. The second thing is that tax reform piece, shifting the burden from the folks who are working class to the not just the 1%, the 0.01% of people who have seen so many benefits in this rigged system, and we have to start to unrig it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Albaugh Show.
They're eating the pets.
J.D. Vance has said on the air that he admitted it was all a lie. Pat Kreitlow, words have consequences.
Of course they do. When we're talking about the incendiary remarks about immigrants, we're not talking about the fact that it was Donald Trump and Donald Trump alone who killed the bipartisan border security and immigration reform bill.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, Late Show with Stephen Colbert writer and comedian Paul Mercurio joins the show. And in the second hour, Northeast Wisconsin-based comedian Rob Breckenridge joins me in studio.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK. Broadcasting across the state of Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and around the world on the Civic Media app. This is the Dom Salvia Show. And now, here's your host, Dom Salvia.
And welcome to the Dom Salvia Show. Thank you so much for listening. You can be a part of this fine production, 855-752-4842. It's a phone line. It is a text line. We will get to the callers shortly. Thank you for being patient. Tim Walz, J.D. Vance debating tonight for the first and only time as the vice presidential candidates tonight. Civic Media's special coverage begins at 7:45 p.m. Expect all of you to stick around, hang out, and listen to it. It's going to be a fun night, and I want to hear what your thoughts are on the debate, what your expectations are. What does victory look like? We'll get into that as well. As mentioned, I'm going to carry this topic over shortly for a little bit here from the last hour. And we don't want to try to do it. We want to keep things moving along. But Michael Tomasky over at NewRepublic.com lamenting the sane washing, in this case, specifically by the New York Times and the Washington Post, you know, a couple of my favorite sources. So this one, you know, this hits a little home since those are some of my go-tos. And he's lamenting the fact that they don't really address some of the big, terrible things that he says because, what, maybe it's just not new enough. Or we're just expecting, oh, he's just, you know, he's degrading immigrants again. So nothing new here. But here's one of the things he said, and we'll get to your calls as well. 855-752-4842. Now, this was in Wisconsin last weekend. Trump, this is what he said regarding immigrants. They will walk into your kitchen. They'll cut your throat. As Tomasky says, here's a man who wants to be president of the United States, saying of immigrants, all immigrants, women, children, old people, everyone, that they will invade your house and attack you in one of the most violent and painful and terrifying ways possible. They will cut your throat. Now, as Tomasky writes, it's not just me, but I find that shocking even coming from Trump. It's one thing to say that Mexico is sending rapists, as he did in 2015, even making a general statement about how these people come here and commit crimes, while bad enough, isn't nearly as bad as this. This is saying directly to every American that they will break into your house and cut your throat. I mean, it's just unbelievable. So Tomasky goes on to conclude. Another quote from a Prairie du Chien that's getting around the internet is this one, referring to the Customs and Border Patrol. Here's what Trump said. They have a phone app so that people can come into our country. These are smart immigrants, I guess, because most people don't have any idea what the hell a phone app is. All right. Yeah, you heard that. Let me say that again. They have a phone app so people can come into our country. These are smart immigrants, I guess, because most people don't have any idea what the hell a phone app is.
Huh? What year are we in?
Was it one of the Bushes, maybe Bush Senior? Went to the checkout line and saw the laser checker. He was like fascinated. As Tomasi says regarding that statement that most people don't know what the hell a phone app is, Tomasi says, what? Okay, I'm thinking in 2024 that most people don't know what phone apps are does not, I suppose, disqualify a person from being president. But someone, the New York Times say, were to write a big story bringing together the many remarks like this Trump has made over the last 2 or 3 years, and we might have a conversation the electorate needs and deserves to hear about whether this man is competent to know the world's deepest intelligence secrets and have his finger on the nuclear button. Well, it'd be fine as long as those secrets were, you know, in a phone app.
Right.
He'd never get them.
He would never get them.
Most people don't know. Everybody's talking about it. Nobody knows. I mean, no one's ever seen anything like it. It's a phone app. No one's ever seen anything like it. It's amazing. You hit the button and it shows up and it's on your phone. It's not a phone. It's on a computer. It's amazing. It's like a Twitter app. It's like Truthy Social.
Yeah.
I mean, he has Truth Social, right? So, I mean, is he failing in his business? Well, yeah.
Yeah.
But if people don't know what the Truthy Social, that's a phone app, Trump.
It's a phone app.
It's a phone
app. I know no one knows what those are.
Everybody's talking about it. Nobody knows. So, yeah, you know, I do have, and I agree with Michael Tomasky over at the New Republic, I guess to some degree. You know, you don't bury the lead, and just because the guy continues to say asinine things and rip on migrants daily doesn't mean you don't talk about it. And it certainly doesn't mean you ignore it when he's ratcheting it up. And we've talked about this for months as the pressure continues on Trump. It's October, the October surprise. That could be here. That 180-page case summary submitted to Judge Chutkan in Trump's case by Jack Smith. You know, she's going to decide what's going to happen. How much, if any, will be released? How many redactions will there be? Because there's a lot of information there. And let's not forget, and we'll get into that as well. This is mostly, at least the timing of this, because of Trump's doing. But let us not digress. We'll get to that in a bit. Let's get to some phone calls at 855-752-4842. Karina, you are next. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Hi, Don. You know, I was listening to you, and I had epiphany. Maybe. Because this is that a person has to come with those kind of ideas from somewhere. And since everyone here at some point immigrant, then maybe a Trump's family was doing that when they were just coming first in the country. I don't know. I mean, that's very much so possible that he's dipping in into his, family experience.
It's like there's some family history, perhaps, that he's repeating.
Right.
And we talk about projection, Karina, right? I mean, that could be some of that historical projection because they know what Trump, I believe, his maiden name was or his given name before they changed it to Trump. And I'd have to look it up, Karina, but I think, I don't want to, like, speak out of turn, but perhaps, Donald's grandfather, great-grandfather, like someone was like a pimp. Like someone like was into some dirty, crazy stuff back in the day. I'll have to look it up and confirm that. But, yeah, if the Republican, as our buddy L.A. Tom says, if they're spewing it, they're doing it. And they would know. I mean, when you hear them, you know, talk about it, so concerning about, you know, election integrity. Well, they were the ones, at least certainly here in the state of Wisconsin, that were down for that, man. They were trying to overturn the election. They were trying to do anything they possibly could, not to support the will of the people, but to support their party and to support their candidate against the will of the people. I mean, I don't know. I mean, do you get that? Does that strike you at all? They lost an election, and they went through all these machinations and all this effort, all this rigmarole, to try to find a sideways angle to somehow hold on to power. Not just with the attack on the Capitol to stop the peaceful transfer of power, but this administrative, the coup, the fraudulent electors, the Kenneth Cheesebro and Jim Troupas coup. You know, the folks that here in the state of Wisconsin and these other swing states that signed essentially the same documents. Well, we knew it back then. They were all the same. Wait, what? Well, it looks like the same letterhead as the last one. Well, I mean, It wasn't even a great effort, but it was an effort. And to just bypass, no big deal. It's almost like when you bypass, when the former president of the United States accusing migrants of walking into people's homes and say they're going to come in your home and cut your throat. I mean, would it have been more obscene and objectionable if they'd pulled your tongue out the hole? You know what I'm saying? I don't know. What would it be more objectionable if, more people died on January 6th instead of just a few cops, maybe 10 or 20 people died? Would that have been that's too many. That's not okay. These folks tried to discount your vote. They tried to overturn the election. They tried to take over the government against the will of we the people. And I'm going to keep saying it, and I'm going to keep railing on it because that's what it was. And if people don't take that seriously, if people think that that's no big deal, then I think we're in a really, 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 really bad spot. Because you cannot claim to love the Constitution, as we've heard it said, when you win. And that's exactly how this was. And this wasn't close. He lost a popular vote. He lost the electoral vote. Some of these Wisconsin congressmen, their very first act, I think it was Tiffany and Fitzgerald, was to try to overturn the election. The very ballots that they won their election on. Oh, no.
Count those ballots.
Those
but
were
not
fine.
The other ones.
Those were fine, but somehow, some way, it just couldn't possibly be. It couldn't possibly be that the people were not down for Donald Trump and his chaos and his presidency and his management of COVID and his constant hatred and vitriol. And it's all about Trump. It couldn't possibly that people were sick of it, right? And what is Donald Trump out there saying right now? He's not stopping, of course, because there's been no consequence to this. Not yet, not real. Now, maybe, some of this information will come out when Chutkan decides to release all or portions or some of this 180-page case summary that Jack Smith filed. I believe in a week or two, we should find out what that's going to look like. But these are efforts that are not to be, I don't think, to be just washed over and dismissed. These are very serious issues, man. If this was you or me, come on. I mean, if it was Barack Obama in his tan suit saying, come on down here and I'm going to go with you. They'd be all over it, man. Oh, it's terrible. The black guy's trying to overthrow the country. But when it's the old rich white guy who happens to be on their political side of the spectrum, well, then it was just, just a few bad eggs, not a plot, not a plan, not a conspiracy. Russ from Crawford County, we'll squeeze you in here. Welcome, Ross. What do you got for us?
Hey, Don. Thanks for doing your show.
Thanks, man.
So this has been Trump's shtick since 2016,
yeah.
Even further back, right?
Mm-hmm.
It seems like we've gotten to the point now, if you're reading the Times, New York Times, or some of those big newspapers, they don't report it as much because most of the readers of the New York Times, I read it, and it's kind of like, really, do I need to hear this again? It's like, I know that Trump is crazy. I think of him as insane. The other side, let's just say the Republicans who are not MAGAs, but are Republicans, they've come to tolerate, they've come to, to kind of accept it and sort of say, oh, he just says this stuff, and so it's, and I could have a discussion into a name calling. I was talking to one of those guys, but how come, even though you want your tax breaks or you want your tightening of immigration, how is it that why is it that you guys chose him and not, Nikki Haley and Ron DeSantis?
Right.
And, but the other thing of it is that I thought we used to say to ourselves after Trump won was that he said to get attention. And there's always this, is it a trap or are we falling into this media trap?
I think it's a little bit of both. The media has failed us to some degree, and certainly the Republican Party has failed us because they have not kept a guy like Donald Trump away from the White House. Folks, this is the Dom Salve Show, 855-752-4842.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
Max Inc. on Civic Media with Mike and Wendy from Sunspot. Can you imagine the mosh pit on the bridge that could happen?
Oh, well, that's how the original series was when they moved the camera. Whenever it's like the red alert. The,
right.
Yeah. That was the mosh pit.
Yeah. And everybody had to fake.
Right. Lean left. Lean right.
Yeah.
Join us for all the fun with Max Inc. on Saturday nights, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious? 1 in 10 kids vape serious? Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure, like yourself. Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad, or the seriously smart podcaster. It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously, the best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air.
Dan Schaefer is here from the Recombobulation area and now Civic Media's new political editor.
Jane, I know you like to talk about our assembly speaker.
Popcorn King, yes, Robin Voss.
So there is a potential outcome with these new maps where Greta Neubauer is the assembly speaker and Robin Voss is the minority leader. How does that sound, Jane?
I feel like my birthday came early.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
She is performing in Wisconsin. Charo, you might want to end up moving here because you're going to have that great of a time in Baraboo. Let me just ask you this. Do you like cheese?
I love the cheese. I'm going to be eating cheese for 24 hours. It's a great... Not really. You have a great reputation with the cheese. Wisconsin cheese is very, very famous.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
And thank you for listening to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842. It's a phone number. It is a text line as well. We're going to get to the lines, but let's get some of the texters in here as well. Eric from Madison, perhaps lamenting the sane washing by some of the mainstream traditional media outlets. He says, I'm even incredulous watching MSNBC as they add more fuel to his fire and do not push back on him. Now I understand why people go to social media for news.
But
you make a point, and I'll say this in this regard, as you know, Jess, I'll send you clips of Aaron Rupar's breakdown. But what he does, he'll put on the video of what was actually said, and he'll type in the actual words of the transcript of what was said, and maybe have some commentary. But it's right from the source, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I mean, I get that versus, you know, something else, some meme.
Right, there's a difference between, you know, that primary source you're actually getting the words directly from the person who's speaking.
Right.
And when you're getting just like a quote on an image and you have no idea if they actually said it or not. And
the journalist will inform you as to what was said. Right. I mean, you got to do their job as well. Thank you for that, Eric. What else we got here? A couple more from the text line, 855-752-4842. Annie from Watertown. Thank you for this one, Annie. Again, a good point. We talked about Donald Trump in Prairie Street, not just talking about immigrants going into your home and your kitchen and slashing your throat. Seems pretty specific and kind of terrible, but probably didn't hear that a whole lot, did you, folks? Well, one of the other things you said, because this one, you know, comes a little further down on the list of outrage, it is that, well, you know, most people don't know what a phone app is. And as Ed Haney from Watertown reminds us, they said, I might paraphrase here a little bit, Annie, Hillary Clinton is lying. She must know how her emails work. Everyone knows the ins and outs of emails. She's lying. But then somehow, some way, nobody knows what a phone app is. Yeah, they want it all the way up. But again, that the phone app thing, certainly people know what a phone app is. So was that just, you know, Trump? Was his mind sputtering? Are there, you know, mental kind of issues there? I think Tomasky was insinuating as such, and perhaps when some of the legacy traditional media outlets would, you know, dive into that, that'd be not a bad thing. They were certainly able to do it with Joe Biden. It was certainly there. It was addressed. Mm-hmm. People talked about it.
Constantly.
Don't hear one little bit about Donald Trump. At least not in the same terms as we did with Joe Biden. 855-752-4842. Jack from the Mac, you are up. Welcome, Jack. What do you got for us?
Well, first of all, I think that every time a political candidate is interviewed by anybody, I don't care if they're Democratic or Republican, the interviewer needs to start out by asking a very simple question. Should be a no-brainer for an answer. Are you willing to accept the results if you win or if you lose that election that you're running for?
Well, Jack, I would absolutely accept the results of a free and fair election. Now, isn't it already insinuated? And you know, I'm joking here, Jack, but isn't the question already insinuating a free and fair election? Do you have to specify a free and fair election? Because the response from some of these makers would be like, "Well, certainly, if it's a free and fair election."
Yeah, I really think that. Because these guys always do equivocate like that.
Yeah.
Maybe should be added something like, all of our elections that we have records of have been free and fair elections as long as this country has existed. Are you willing to accept the results of the current election? That's the first thing. And the second question that should be asked is, are you willing to entirely disavow, and this only of Republicans, but are you willing to entirely disavow the events that took place on January 6, 2021? Because that's every Republican candidate now, so-called Republican, I call them MAGA rhinos, but every one of those candidates now, they're fully on board. Yeah. They do not disavow those. They would have been real happy if that had turned into an overturning of a legal election.
Well, and perhaps it would have been that way, Jack, if it weren't for Mike Pence. And we don't hope Mike Pence is strong. We need Mike Pence, as Trump said. Jack, great questions. Do you expect those questions to be brought up today in the vice presidential debate with J.D. Vance and Walz?
That sort of answers the question, doesn't it?
I mean, I'm just saying, those are legitimate, honest, great questions that I think a vice presidential candidate, especially on the Republican side, should answer. Jack, you're going to watch the debate tonight, and what are you hoping to see if you are?
I'm at a jazz jam tonight.
Oh, man.
That sounds like it's probably better for your mental well-being.
It'll be a lot more fun, that's for sure.
Oh,
I
man.
I won't get as mad.
Well, Jack, you just keep it jazzy out there, man. I'm jazzed as hell for you, and I'm jazzed as hell for this vice presidential debate tonight. Again, Tim Walz, J.D. Vance debating for the first and probably only time. Civic Media's special coverage of that debate will start at 7:45 p.m. Let's see. We've got time for one more call here. Let's hold off on the calls for just a moment. Let me throw this one out there from the Raw story. God love this one. Department of Justice pressed to reopen alleged $10 million to Trump from Egypt probe. According to a report, high-ranking Democrats on the Senate Judiciary Committee officially asked the Department of Justice to investigate whether members of Donald Trump's administration derailed a probe into an alleged transfer of $10 million to the former president when he first ran for office. Rut-row. Well, you know, Donald Trump, of course, this is all what? Persecution. But there's something there. We talked about it when it came out. The Washington Post in early August came out with this with this story. And apparently it was what? It was Bill Barr. Remember Bill Barr? The guy that got out in front of the Mueller report. And we give a little summary that, oh, there's nothing to see here. Well, apparently
he redacted everything.
He may have put his fingers on the scale of this. And certainly if they can go after a sitting president for what? China and whatever the hell they said Joe Biden did. I'm assuming they can go after the former president for taking $10 million cash. 855-752-4842. Come back with your calls.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is trying again to change PFAS regulations for drinking water. Last week, the Natural Resources Board approved a request to start the process. Republican lawmakers blocked the DNR's last push for remediation steps. People in Wisconsin on the front lines against water pollution want a state program expanded. The Well Compensation Grant Program helps cover the cost of replacing wells polluted by farm runoff, but not many people who need it qualify.
Nitrate concentrations must exceed 40 parts per million. The health standard is 10 parts per million, so you'd have to have a very high nitrate concentration in your private well.
Chase Cummings is with the Dunn County Environmental Services Department. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. Northwest Wisconsin farmers say they're struggling with crop damage caused by wildlife. Farmers in Rusk and Sawyer counties are reporting thousands of dollars of lost crops as deer, elk, and bears claim the crops as their own or trample on them. While farmers can enroll in the Wildlife Damage Abatement and Claims Program, their reimbursement for lost crops is capped at $10,000, while in recent years, some farmers have claimed as much as over $100,000 in lost crops. They're looking for a better solution. The Superior National Forest has issued campfire restrictions as wildfire danger continues to rise. The restrictions went into place on Tuesday in the Boundary Water Canoe Area Wilderness and prohibits the building of campfires, charcoal grills and barbecues, coal and wood-burning stoves. Officials say gas or propane cook stoves are still allowed and are safer than campfires due to the higher wildfire danger. Officials are also asking visitors to keep their campfires small, attend to them at all times, and put them out fully. And that's what you need to know. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. In Wow, Were We Ever Wrong News, many of the writers on Saturday Night Live did not think Will Ferrell was funny when he first joined the show. Ferrell recalls the early days in the new Netflix documentary Will and Harper, in which Ferrell and former Saturday Night Live writer Harper Steele take a cross-country road trip. Steele started on the show the same time Ferrell did and said the rest of the cast and writers thought Ferrell was a dud, but she just knew he wasn't. Will Ferrell got the last laugh as he went on to be an SNL favorite and star in movies like Elf and Anchorman. About every 10 years or so, Barry Williams shows up in the news and spills the tea about his fellow Brady Bunch cast members. A few years ago, he talked about his crush on his TV mom, Florence Henderson, and their innocent kiss. And now Williams is saying all the cast members hooked up. Williams, who played Greg Brady, says he hooked up with Marsha, the actress who played Peter and Jan dated, and even Bobby and Cindy dated. Relax, folks. They were step-siblings. And actors. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Some clouds this evening, partly cloudy overnight and cool with a low in the mid-40s. Sunshine breezy and warmer tomorrow, a high in the upper 70s. A sun and cloud mix and a high in the mid-60s Thursday. It looks mostly sunny for Friday, highs in the upper 60s. It's 60 right now.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Congresswoman Summer Lee.
The American Stability Act doesn't just address the need for raising of the wage. The second thing is that tax reform piece, shifting the burden from the folks who are working class to the not just the 1%, the 0.01% of people who have seen so many benefits in this rigged system, and we have to start to unrig it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pat Kreitlow.
Wednesday morning, author Jennifer Berkshire stops in Wisconsin and other battleground states to organize voter pushback against privatizing education.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
back to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Callers, be patient. We will get to you. I want to just kind of put a bow on this particular topic, the $10 million allegedly received by Donald Trump from Egypt. Raw story reporting that the high-ranking Democrats of the Senate Judiciary Committee have asked the Department of Justice to investigate whether members of Trump's administration derailed a probe into the transfer of $10 million to the former president when he first ran for office. Using a bombshell report from the Washington Post in early August as a springboard, the Senate Democrats asked the DOJ's Inspector General to open a new probe that could answer why Trump's DOJ shut down an investigation despite, despite DOJ agents' request for permission to dig deeper. Oh, Mr. Conte, we'd like to dig deeper. Nope. Class dismissed. You know what I'm saying? At issue, the roster reports that the Washington Post is reporting on Tuesday are reports that 5 days before Trump took office, an amount nearly identical to the $10 million described in the intelligence about Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi was withdrawn at a bank in Cairo in U.S. $100 bills from an account linked to the Egyptian General Intelligence Service, noting that Trump-appointed Attorney General William Barr had a hand in ending the probe by asking the FBI higher-ups to impose, quote, adult supervision, unquote, on investigators wanting to look at Trump's bank records. Democrats are suggesting it warrants a new investigation. In their letter to the Inspector General Michael Horowitz, Democratic Senators Blumenthal, Hirono, Padilla, Whitehouse pointed to a pattern of conduct that includes improper political interference, ignoring standards for recusal, and abrogating attorney general guidelines, among other improper considerations. I mean, I guess if you do an IG investigation, it's better than nothing. But is it possible? Is it possible at all that Trump took $10 million in cash from the Egyptians prior to getting into the White House? I mean, as Mark mentions, 10 million emoluments clause violation. That is in the Constitution. Yeah, that could be problematic if anybody cares. Does anybody care?
Do we care about the Constitution?
Trump said he'd like to get rid of parts of it, or, you know, just for a little while. He'll be a dictator for on day one.
On day one.
All those.
And all the other days.
All the things. 855-752-4842. All right, let me throw this one out there. Folks, it is October 1st today. Can you believe it? The start of the fourth quarter, if that means anything to anybody. It does anyone doing payroll and those kinds of things. It matters. It is the start of the fourth quarter. It is October 1st. And as we know, man, in politics in this world, there is often an election season, the October surprise. And I'm wondering if this might be one of them. According to NOTUS, N-O-T-U-S, N-O-T-U-S.org. This is another kind of a newer news organization that I've stumbled upon that I think do some pretty good reporting. A bunch of veterans from other organizations come together here, much like the New Republic website as well. Jose Paglieri writing this one. Trump's lawyers are scrambling to get ahead of what could be this election's October surprise. Oh, tell me more, Jose. The public release of special counsel Jack Smith's report detailing evidence in the election fraud case against the former president. Oh, please, something.
Let's see it.
In a court filing Tuesday, that's today, folks, Trump's legal team accused the Department of Justice of putting together a, quote, politically motivated manifesto specifically timed to influence voters in the final weeks of the 2024 presidential election while early voting has already begun throughout the United States. Oh, they're very concerned. They asked U.S. District Judge Tanya Chutkan to highly redact the report or stop it from appearing in the court public docket altogether. Now, the report, which runs approximately 180 pages, was filed last Thursday under seal pending the judge's approval for public release, would reveal grand jury testimony and what Trump's lawyers called sensitive witness statements gathered by federal investigators over recent years. Yeah, let's hear these sensitive witness statements. I'd like to hear what they had to say. Now, Trump's team says prosecutors must explain, quote, why their proposed public disclosure will not pose risk to potential witnesses and unfairly prejudice the adjudication of this case. Now, ironically, their argument comes after Trump, for months, has been complaining that a judge-imposed gag order had prevented him from attacking former allies for assisting the FBI agents and testifying against him. Now, Trump's attorneys, John Lauro and Todd Blanche, turned that narrative upside down, claiming that the DOJ special counsel is hypocritically publicizing investigative materials after vehemently trying to keep them secret in Trump's classified records case. Now, Trump appointed Judge Eileen Cannon to dismiss those charges this past summer, and that case is on appeal. A quote, "Now that public disclosure serves their politically motivated mission, the special counsel's office takes a different view. The office believes President Trump's constitutional rights to impartial jurors and fair proceedings, to say nothing of witness privacy and even safety, take a backseat to the office's political goals," they wrote. Now, unstated in today's filing is that the potentially disastrous timing of this report and its existence is only due to the Trump team's delay tactics in the case. Trump managed to push back the trial by fighting the indictment all the way to the Supreme Court, which granted him an expansive new definition of presidential immunity. That opinion ultimately sent the trial judge on a fact-finding mission to figure out what alleged misconduct counts as personal versus official actions, and hence Smith's latest report. Now, Trump's lawyers initially tried to file their counter-argument under seal, but Chuck can order the D.C. federal court's clerk to post it publicly by midday Tuesday, and the judge gave Trump's team until noon today to file their proposed redactions to the report and until October 10th to go over what they want to keep secret in what's expected to be a large and detailed appendix to the report. Chuck could order the report's release at any time after that. Jose Paglieri at notus.org. There's your October surprise. Like, I mean, coming after October 10th, I mean, the judge could do anything. Now, she could acquiesce to the defense's, will, or she could, what she'll probably do is something in the middle, put something out which is heavily redacted, but enough tidbits to get you informed as to what was being done, what was being said, what was not being done, what was not being said. And perhaps, the specifics on who said what won't be there. Maybe the what will be there, but not the who. That's okay. Let's just get some of that info out there, folks. So put it on your calendars. October 10th. That could be any time after that. And that's a week from this Thursday, October 10th. The judge could put this stuff out there as our October surprise. Do you want to know, is this something that's relevant? Is this something that's important? Now, Unfortunately, based on, the efforts of Trump and his millions of dollars, hundreds of millions of dollars from all you lovely MAGA fans out there paying this guy's attorney's fees, thank you very much. They've been able to continually delay, and run it up and down the Supreme Court and so forth, and get the Supreme Court to acquiesce to this asinine concept that, yes, there's unlimited immunity on these issues. And granted, as we talked to Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call earlier in the show, yes, there should be some limited immunity for some actions, but certainly not a king. Certainly a president should not be able to order SEAL Team 6 to go and whack their opponent and then absolutely get away with it. That doesn't seem practical or logical or constitutional, at least in the world that I grew up in. I don't want to see that. I don't think you do either. 855-752-4842, your October surprise, perhaps. Wisco Paul, you are up. Welcome, Paulie. What do you got for us?
Hey, Dom. Good afternoon. I'm not holding my breath on anything because at this point, I'm hard-pressed to think of a law that Trump hasn't broken. Nothing seems to faze his voters. They just, I don't know, they just don't, they don't care. So I hope there is some kind of surprise, but I don't know if it's going to change the election. Because right now, Dom, how can you be an undecided voter? Answer that question. I mean.
Well, because Paul, man, most people don't live like this, man. You know what I mean? Most people aren't like you and I and just consuming all this stuff and, hanging out and talking about it and regurgitating it, spitting it back and forth and, and addressing the new issues and following up on old stories. I mean, this is kind of our thing, right? I mean, I couldn't tell you, what the baseball stats are for, the Brewers players, but somebody out there knows that, man, by heart. So it's a different kind of sport. And it's just getting to be election season, man. So, I mean, I get it, man. No, come on. If we did have folks engaged to the level that you do, that our callers do, that hell, even the conservatives out there that are, if we had everybody engaging to that level, we would not be in the condition that we are in, man. So, why can you believe there's undecided voters out there? Absolutely, because a lot of people don't vote either way, dude.
Well, what I'm saying is he had four years to watch what he did in office, and he was impeached, what, twice, right?
Yep.
And yeah, so
yeah, man, it's just the man. Hey, fight, baby. It's just beating back the man. I mean, Donald Trump is the man. He's claiming to beat back the man. I know the whole thing. It seems a little ridiculous, Paul, but apparently the powers that be and the megas and decided that this is what they want. And they just rolled the party over, dude. That, you know, I pass by the little white schoolhouse in Ripon occasionally when I go up north. And it's a cute little white house. And they moved it, and now it's on the main drag. And there it is. And that's where the Republican Party was born. And that Republican Party is dead. I mean, that party is dead. And I've seen some reporting that perhaps, Paulie, you know, Pence is waiting in the wings, you know, pick up what's left of this Republican Party and move on. I don't know that that's even something that's even possible anymore, dude. For real. I mean, who's going to join them? I mean, if everybody's a Trumpster, I don't know. And maybe some folks, you know, will stay home. Maybe some folks, you know, who are conservative that have the mindset. Maybe some of those folks like Liz Cheney and Dick Cheney are going to vote for Kamala Harris. You know, there's some a business group in the city of Milwaukee, a bunch of, you know, like-minded business folks in the sense that they're in business, but they don't have the same philosophy. They don't have the same politics, but they're coming out for Kamala Harris. And we're seeing this, you know, we had, you know, 700 national intelligence folks, you know, hundreds of economists coming out in support of Harris. And you can't tell me that all those folks agree politically on what the Democratic Party would do. But what they do understand, I think the common denominator of these folks is a real concern that Donald Trump getting in there with his newly articulated powers, you know, bequeathed upon him by the United States Supreme Court, man, that could be really bad.
Well, another point I want to make quick, and I'll let you go down, but nobody wants to work for the man anymore. All his former cabinet people said, hell no, we're not working for this guy.
Well, yeah, man, all the qualified former cabinet people, but I guarantee you there's a bunch of megas out there lining up to take Jason Miller, man, come on. They'll go down there. He'll get, you know, RFK Jr., man. He'll get, you know, man, he'll go down the list. He'll get all the best, beautiful people that he can find and all the sycophants that will do everything that he says. So, yeah, I mean, dude, don't doubt it, man. When there is a seat of power to be filled, if there's many seats of power in that cabinet, lots of the megas will do anything to get in there, man, for real.
I hope. Oh, man, Collins has got to get elected this time. You know, you can move on. Republicans, you can move on from this guy. Just, you know, we just all right, Dom. We've been talking about this forever.
Oh, so, you know it, man.
Show. Have a great day.
Hey, thank you. Appreciate you listening. Appreciate you calling. Folks, you can do the same, 855-752-4842. The October surprise. I don't, you know, with regard to the Jack Smith 108-page case summary, I certainly want to have an idea of what's in there. I certainly also recognize you don't want to taint the jury pool. But this is also a function of Trump's desires, man. He got what he wanted. Be careful what you wish for. This is the Dom Salvi Show, 855-75-CIVIC. Coming back, one last segment and your calls.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
I don't know about other states, but in Wisconsin, we help our neighbors and love our communities. But California mega millionaire Eric Hovde doesn't seem to get that. Maybe that's why he questioned whether children should be able to stay on their parents' insurance until they're 26. And whether people in nursing homes
should be able to vote. Hovde called for raising the retirement age for hardworking Wisconsinites and making obese people pay more for health care. And a Hovde company even spent decades trying to demolish the building housing Madison's oldest family-owned bar, something they finally did this year, shuttering a treasured neighborhood institution for good. That is not how we do things in Wisconsin. And that is why we can't let California mega millionaire Eric Hovde represent us. Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together Action. ABWT-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous, unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
This narrative that the immigrants are coming to get you, that's fiction. Look at criminal charges in your community. And look how many of those people who have been there for years, if not decades, and how many of those people are new immigrants. And even a smaller percentage of how many are undocumented immigrants. It's not happening. It would be like going to places and say, well, you know what? I'm running for Congress to stop the zombies.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to Lake Air WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air.
And thank you for listening to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842. Last segment of the day, just on the board, answering those calls. We'll get to you shortly. 855-75-CIVIC. Jimmy Carter turned 100 years old today.
Wow.
And this guy, I remember the reporting coming out that he wants to live long enough to be able to cast a vote in this election.
Oh, man. Boy.
Come on, man. Come on,
30,
Jimmy.
What is it? 35 days left? 34 days?
Early voting starts,
early
man.
Early voting has started.
I don't think he's going to the voting booth, but he could cast an early ballot. Happy birthday, Jimmy Carter. You know, it's funny because I remember as a kid growing up in Hortonville, Wisconsin, out on the playground. And, you know, at some point the politics come up, and I have a very distinctive, you know, memory of about probably fourth or fifth grade. I mean, talking about Jimmy Carter, like, we knew what the hell was going on. And, oh, this Jimmy Carter guy.
This Jimmy Carter.
You know, and then, of course, then Ronald Reagan came in and, well, hey, Ronald Reagan, man, he freed the hostages, the Iranian hostages. It was Ronald Reagan. He's our Rambo, man. He saved the day. Oh, wait. And you get old and you realize, oh, wait, he was dealing with them on the side before he even got elected. Okay. Mm-hmm. Kind of changes the story a little bit. Yeah, not quite as, I don't know, glorious as it was when I was
10. They always get in the way of a narrative.
Yeah, no, I just rather be a 10-year-old kid. It's like, that's what some of these megas are, man. You want to live on the playground, act like you're on the playground, have the rules of the playground, and that's it. You don't want to be an adult. You want to address the realities of life, and the reality is the guy that you're putting up there says that nobody knows what a phone app is. Oh, yeah, and he says that migrants are going to come to your kitchen and cut your throat. But, right. I mean, and that was, what, over the weekend. But there's more, but you know that, and I know that. 855-752-4842. Our pal, Gordy, you got a story about Trump? Please, Gordy, go ahead. What do you got for us?
Yeah, hey, Don. We were getting ready at the farm to pour a little more concrete today, and my stepson, Josh, came out and said, hey, Trump's plane's going to be flying over here in a few minutes. And I said, no, not really. He says, look, and I got it on the app. And sure enough, he
on the phone app
was coming through. And we got together, all of the concrete guys got together and gave him the double barrel, single finger solution.
Gardy, that's I appreciate your civic engagement, and I hope they saw you, man. 855-752-4842. I don't know what happened, Gordy. Kind of lost him there for a second. 855-75-CIVIC. CJ, I would imagine you will probably have the last word of the day, so make it a good one, man. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Well, thanks for taking my call, Dom. But, you know, I love how you avoid the news of the day. The Middle East is on fire.
And yeah, I didn't get to it. Matt Rothschild is going to be coming in tomorrow. I expect we'll do a deep dive into it tomorrow.
Well, yippee. Well, it's already on fire. And
well, hey, it sounds like you want to talk about it, man.
You know,
so, yeah, go ahead. Give me your Middle East. Tell me your plan to solve the Middle East crisis of today, CJ. Go.
Well, just the way the former worst president, Jimmy Carter, when Ronald Reagan came on the
Ronald Reagan was dealing with those guys behind the back against the Constitution in this country, CJ. Do you know that? Stop. Do you know that? Yes or no, dude? Tell me you know that. Tell me you know that. Say it. Say it. You knew that. He told them he dealt with the Iranians and told them to hang on until he got in.
But the facts are,
that's the fact, dude. That is the fact, CJ. Come on, man. Your guy, Ronald Reagan, was not a hero. Ronald Reagan was a sly bastard, man. And he was dealing with the Iranians before he was the president, and he played that whole thing out, man. That's the reality of it. You want to think like this is just some jelly being eaten good old guy grandpa, man? I thought that too when I was 9 years old, but that's not the case. So how about you get into reality and live with me in the reality, man? Tell me what you would do. Tell me what Trump would do.
You know, the 25 million.
Yeah, I'm waiting, man. What would you do? What would you do?
Big guy got.
You're not. What are you talking about, man? You're talking about Middle East. Let's stay in the Middle East. Let's go, man. Come on, CJ, give it to me. What would Trump do? What do you want Trump to do as elected? And the Middle East crisis as it is today.
He would do exactly. I know he would have showed up for Netanyahu's speech.
That's got nothing to do with it. What would he do? Okay, go on. Keep going, yeah, man. You're going to run out of time. Hurry up. What
well,
do you
I'll
got?
Tell you what.
Yeah, please do. Frank, uh-huh.
You know what?
What?
He'd tell him what he'd do.
Yeah.
And he'd hope he'd come through.
Oh.
He'd draw a red line.
Oh, a red line. Oh, a red line?
Obama.
Okay, a red line. Yeah, so Trump's going to draw a red line, right, CJ? That's your foreign policy? Yeah. Trump's going to draw a red line.
Obama.
You got anything better than that, man? Don't, it's not about Obama, man. This, come on, man. This is about the current situation. You know what I mean? This is what I'm trying. I try to give you an opportunity, CJ. I'm trying. You obviously think that what's going on in the Middle East right now, we will get into it. I look forward to your participation eagerly, Mr. CJ. But if you're going to tell me Trump's, and all I got out of your BS was that Trump's going to draw a red line.
Is he going to use a Sharpie or paint? Crayon.
Probably Quran. And how much of Netanyahu's efforts are because of our political situation in this country?
Mm-hmm.
Don't you wonder? I mean, who do you think Netanyahu wants to be president of the United States? You think Netanyahu wants Donald Trump to be president of the United States? Or do you think he wants Kamala Harris to be president of the United States? I'm just throwing that out there. Folks, this is the Dom Salvia Show. We will get into what's going on in the Middle East tomorrow. My special guest, Matt Rothschild, will join me in studio. I want to thank Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call for joining me today. Of course, Maggie Dawn as well. As mentioned, Matt Rothschild tomorrow. Stick around. Nightlight with Pete Schwabe coming up next.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK. Jane Matinere and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, former Republican Congressman from Illinois, Joe Walsh, will join us. Should be an interesting conversation. He'll be here at 10:30. Don't miss it.
Matinere on air, weekday mornings at 10. Matinere on air.
Dan Schaefer is here from the Recombobulation Area and now Civic Media's new political editor.
Jane, I know you like to talk about our Assembly Speaker.
Popcorn King, yes, Robin Voss.
So there is a potential outcome with these new maps where Greta Neubauer is the Assembly Speaker and Robin Voss is the Minority Leader. How does that sound, Jane?
I feel like my birthday came early.
Matinere on air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK